Over 80% of the local population has both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. The Porcupine Health Unit's weekly epidemiology report is out and breaks down where the region is at. Since last week's report, 426 more people received their second dose of the vaccine, bringing the total number of people with both doses of the vaccine to 49.090. There has been an increase of 303 people who received their first dose, bringing the total number of people who have received their first dose of the vaccine to 54,995. 18 more people received their third dose, bringing the total number of people to have the booster to 633. In the region, 88.6% of the eligible population, 12 years and up, has received the first dose of the vaccine and 81.3% have both doses. The provincial target is to have 90% of the eligible population vaccinated. Both of those numbers are up from last week when the health unit reported 87.8% of the eligible population had received their first dose and 80.2% had both doses. Broken down by age range in the region, the health unit reports that for 12 to 17 years 81.2% have their first dose and 69.6% have both doses, 18 to 29 years 82.8% have their first dose and 70.6% have both doses, 30 to 39 years 85.6% have their first dose and 73.9% have both doses, 40 to 49 years 84.6% have their first dose and 76.7% have both doses, 50 to 59 years 87.4% have their first dose and 82.9% have both doses, 60 to 69 years 93.6% have their first dose and 90.6% have both doses, 70 to 79 years 99.9% have their first dose and 98.7% have both doses, 80 years and up 99.9% have their first dose and 99.9% have both doses. The data is also broken down by community. However, it reflects the number of vaccines given and not necessarily the number of residents vaccinated living in the community. For example, someone could get one or both doses in a city they don't live in. The stats by the community are: Cochrane 78.5% first dose, 61.7% second dose; Hearst 90.3% first dose, 74.1% second dose; Horn Payne 92.6% first dose, 100% second dose; Iroquois Falls 77.3% first dose, 55.8% second dose; Kapuskasing 74.4% first dose, 65.1% second dose; Matheson 68.9% first dose, 89% second dose; Muswani 100% first dose, 89% second dose; Smooth Rock Falls 93.6% first dose, 90.7% second dose; Timmins 85.1% first dose, 77.6% second dose. As of October 18, there had been 1,191 cases in the region where a variant of concern has been detected. That's the same number as last week's report. When the numbers were pulled for the report, a total of 2,216 confirmed cases of the virus since the start of the pandemic. Of the total confirmed cases in the region since the start of the pandemic, 51.6% are male and 48.2% are female. People 20 to 39 years make up the largest number of cases, with 791 people, 35.7% of all cases, being in that demographic. There have been 737 cases, 33.3%, in people ages 19 and under, 440 people, 19.8% of cases, between the ages of 40 to 59, 190 people, 8.6%, are between the ages of 60 to 79, and 58 people, 2.6%, are 80 and over. For where people are located, 1,026 cases have been in Timmins, 279 in the area Matheson, Iroquois Falls, Cochrane and Smooth Rock Falls, 106 in the Kapuskasing area, 99 in the Hearst, Horn Payne area, 697 in the James and Hudson Bay region, and 9 are out of region. Of the confirmed cases, 1,387, 62.6%, were contacts of a case; 278, 12.5%, were associated to an outbreak; 512, 23%, had no known exposure; 19, 0.9%, are travel-related; and the exposure of 20, 0.8%, is under investigation. The case fatality rate in the Porcupine Health Unit region is 1.4%. The provincial rate is 1.6%. The test positivity rate for the region at the time of the report was 1.7%, which is the highest of the 7 health units in Northern Ontario. In Northern Ontario, the positivity rate is 1% and the provincial rate is 3.2%. This week's full local epidemiology report is available here. The vaccine rates can be found here.